The Senate bill was an escalation of a years-long internal Republican fight over wind farms. The Senate passed the bill, which was co-sponsored by its majority leader, Harry Brown. Originally, it called for a permanent ban. That was trimmed to a 3-year moratorium before the bill went to the House. There, House Majority Leader John Bell, also a Republican and longtime backer of tougher wind farm regulations, said there weren't enough votes even for that.
At the end of the day, I have to have a bill that can get through the House. And unfortunately, a moratorium is not going to make it through the House.
The ban and moratorium were controversial from the start. Another 18-month temporary moratorium ended just 6 months ago. Senator Bob Steinberg represents a district in the northeast part of the state where wind energy companies have focused their efforts.
There are many of us, I would say even most of us in the House and the Senate, that are hoping this is going to be the last bill of its kind like this.
Steinberg, also a Republican, has been vocal in his support of wind projects, and Brown took the unusual step of backing his opponent in the GOP primary last year. Steinberg says the state already has some of the nation's most stringent requirements for new wind farms, and it's time for the repeated attempts at tougher laws to end. He says the constant legislation creates so much uncertainty for wind energy companies that it's like a moratorium even when the bills don't pass.
They find themselves holding their breath. Is this going to happen? Is it not? How long are the developers going to continue to seek to locate here in North Carolina if they feel as though there's really going to be someone constantly opposing them and trying to throw another obstacle up?
Kat Mosley is a spokeswoman for Apex Clean Energy, which has been planning a wind farm in Chowan County for several years.
Definitely is very challenging doing business in North Carolina for us.
Her company has leased land and obtained local permits, but it had to wait out the 18-month moratorium, then needed to see what happened with the latest bill. Meanwhile, another company ended plans for a smaller wind farm in Tyrrell County. Brown and Bell have long said that wind farms are a threat to the military bases that underpin much of the economy in the East. They say more restrictions on wind farms would help ensure the turbines don't become an obstacle to low-level military training flights. They say if it becomes harder to train here, bases could be closed or shrunk. Here's Brown, interviewed on the Senate floor.
The military is the second largest business in this state, and to not protect that business would be a huge mistake, I think. Because they don't have to be in North Carolina. They can go somewhere else.
Wind farms provide only a tiny fraction of the economic benefits of the military bases. But in Steinberg's corner of the state, where the local economies have few other options, they're a huge boost. The one that has been built so far is the largest taxpayer for two county governments. And the proposed wind farm in Chowan would have a similar effect there.
We're talking about probably somewhere between $850,000 and $1 million of additional tax revenue for the county of Chowan.
The entire county budget is less than $18 million now.
We can do a lot of things with that. We can even become much more competitive on teacher pay supplements, a lot of things.
Steinberg says the wind farms aren't a risk. A special Pentagon clearinghouse examines such projects to make sure they won't harm training. And thanks to earlier legislation, the state adds another layer of scrutiny. Brown, meanwhile, says he'll keep pushing for more protections for bases. So even if there aren't votes for a moratorium, there could still be more bills. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.